now, and John S. Doyle is here to tell us what it says in Friday's papers.
The death of two men in rural County Monaghan yesterday morning dominates the front pages. The reporting is Gardaí in the Irish News and Irish Times. Paul Ainsworth in the Irish News says that Gardaí are investigating a link between the deaths of the two men. In the Times, Conor Lally writes that Gardaí suspect that a 60-year-old man found dead in his home was murdered by another man, who was then knocked down and killed by a car as he fled the scene. The Irish Independent goes further with the story. Robin Schiller reports that a man who was murdered in a frenzied stabbing at his Monaghan home may have been targeted because of his previous sexual offending. There is no doubt in the lead headlines of the Irish Daily Mirror, Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun. Knife killer run over, says the Sun. The Irish Daily Mail says that the dead men were known to each other and that the alleged killer ran through fields towards the border before the fatal crash. The Irish Examiner and The Times look elsewhere for their lead stories. In The Examiner, Niamh Griffin reports that a €12 million High Court settlement with a teenager, Alex Fahey from County Carlow, whose mother took sodium valproate while pregnant, could open the floodgates to dozens more cases. In The Times, Owen Burke Kennedy reports that the government's landmark plan to deal with the housing crisis could be derailed by a marked slowdown in building activity, according to an expert. The expert quoted is John McCartney, head of research at BNP Paribas Real Estate Ireland. Mr. McCartney said that because costs of material and labour and finance are rising faster than property values, development margins are being squeezed and some projects are becoming unviable. The Independent, in an editorial, welcomes what it calls the reassuring and far-sighted address of the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, to the Houses of the Oireachtas yesterday. The writer says that in the context of making the most of Ireland's enormous potential to harness wind energy, she also said Europe needed Irish stubbornness to support Ukraine and break free of the reliance on Russian energy. It is also abundantly clear how much Ireland needs Europe, says The Independent. The backing of Brussels has been invaluable in resisting efforts to force through divisive moves that might undermine the Good Friday Agreement. An editorial in The Examiner refers to what the writer calls the sinister edge to events in Fermoy, County Cork this week, with dozens of people gathered to protest against the arrival of asylum seekers in St. Joseph's Convent in the town. The provocateurs do not speak for the people, says The Examiner.